Hello, friends. Thank you for coming back. You are once again joining me in my bathtub. I have started taking like four baths a day since quarantine started. I really don't feel a lot cleaner, to be honest with you. And I always shower after too, and I use soap like they say you're supposed to, but I don't know. Anyway, that's not why you guys are listening. I just didn't want you guys to think it was weird that I'm just getting in the bathtub to talk to you. But I might. My friend said I should make this a thing. But that kind of seems like a commitment. So, okay, moving along. I'm gonna do what literally nobody asked for, and I'm going to do a review of Louis C.K.'s new podcast. No, he doesn't have a podcast. I'm the one with the podcast. I'm doing a review of Louis C.K.'s new special because I have a podcast, so now I can. Okay, so I assume all of you know. If you don't know, Louis C.K. was a pretty big comedian, kind of at the top of the pyramid, and he was in a big scandal because he asked several young women if it would be okay if he jerked off in front of them. And I guess you're not supposed to do that. Yeah, so I don't want to get too into that because I don't really know what I feel about it, to be quite real with you. I mean, he apologized. He said that he sees now that he was wrong. Sarah Silverman said that she was one of the women who consented, and anytime she said no, he'd be like, oh, okay. And she doesn't think of him as a predator, and she thinks of him as a good guy. And I mean, that is one woman's like look at it, and I guess a lot of other women felt like he really violated them. And you know, I guess he did cross some boundaries. So I also just want to say I love women, okay? I love the fuck out of women. But today I realized I'm a feminist as long as I don't actually have to do any work. And that sucks, but anytime like one of my favorite bands gets canceled, or like, I mean, I'm still a Steelers fan and everybody knows about Ben Roethlisberger, and it sucks, but like I just basically like I want things to get better, I do, but not if it's gonna actually impede on my life. And I know that's terrible, but I feel like a lot of people feel that way. And I don't know, I'm not also, I want to say that I'm not someone who ever really cared about Louis C.K. either way. Like, I had seen a few of his specials, and he never really, I never thought he was bad, but I didn't really get what everybody else was talking about. Like, because everybody else that I know, like, loves him and has him on, like, such, like, a pedestal. And that's why I think a lot of people were, like, angry and would, like, just defend him to the death. And I never really, I don't know, I just never really felt strongly either way. Like, I don't think that he needs to be burned at the stake for what he did personally. I don't know. I mean, maybe if I was one of those women, I would feel differently. But I do know that I love comedy, and I wanted to see what this special was. And so I watched it, and it was really fucking good. I think this is probably one of the best specials that I've seen in a while. And guys, you have to understand that I am incredibly picky. Like, I don't like most comedians. I think the only comedian who consistently like blows me away and I am actually enjoy like every minute, or like the majority of the minutes of all of their content that I can listen to over and over, is Dave Chappelle. And he's the best alive, and that's not even opinion. That's just a fact. But I feel like this special is of Louis is probably gonna be one of my favorites. Like, I'd probably put it up there with like Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones, or like, I don't know what else is really good. It was just obviously it was so well done, but that's not even, wow, I should have really thought about my words a lot better before I decided to do a podcast. I'm literally stuttering so much right now. But so my favorite part of this special, I think, was when he addressed the fact that people can't say retarded anymore, even though like that used to be exactly what you called people who were retarded. And before people get upset with me for saying that, okay, My mom's cousin, who actually just recently passed away, wow, this might really be in bad taste, but he was diagnosed, because my mom's older, so he was diagnosed as being retarded, and that was just what he was known as, like, his whole life. Like, he wasn't autistic, because he's not. He, and that's something else people don't understand. Just because someone's mentally challenged doesn't mean that they're autistic. That's its own disorder. Like, there's, you know, like, it's, there's just so many different things. And, it wasn't like an offensive term back then. It's just, it became offensive because people use it as an offensive term. And I'm over explaining right now. But yeah. And so he said, Louis was saying how, what do we say to all these people now who for decades we told them that that is what they are? And go, hey, you're not retarded anymore. And then people will be like, oh, am I cured? And he said, no, we're not even trying on that one. And that was good because he was talking about how this whole you're not disabled positive attitude, how much is it really helping? And I want people to really be aware that it's not. Like, I've, because my brother is severely autistic, and especially in recent years, like, because he's very, very severe. I always joke that he's not on the spectrum. Like, he's the end of the spectrum. And it's now they've changed so much about the terminology and, like, what you're supposed to call people. And now it's, like, people with, like, PhDs are able to say, oh, I'm autistic. Like, I have the same diagnosis as somebody who isn't. And I'm not saying that that person doesn't have their own challenges or whatever. Like, I'm sure that they do. But now people want to say that autism is not a disability because you can do anything. And no. I love my brother. He's the most amazing person in the world, but he cannot do anything. I could literally, it would take me less time to tell you the few things he can do as opposed to all of the things he can't. And I don't know why people think that they're so special for like minimalizing someone's struggle by telling them that it's not a disability or that we're supposed to call them this instead of that. Like, it's just, it's not doing any favors. And people, I think, do that so that they don't have to focus on trying to actually help these people. You know, out of all, like, the posts and the inspiration porn I see about helping people with disabilities, I never see anyone advocating for, particularly nonverbal people. People have almost no education on that, don't have any perception of what that's like, because they see so many high-functioning people that they think that that is what autism is. And there's a whole other side to the spectrum. They don't talk about the lack of services that there are for special needs people. The fact that Social Security constantly tries to fuck over people with disability every chance they get, how hard it is for families to be able to financially support themselves or their child, or the lack of homes that are available for these kids. And, like, those are the real issues. And they don't talk, we're not talking about early intervention or what causes these different disorders. It's just, I think they think as long as they can pat themselves on the back and include these kids on baseball teams or make a big deal about it when they get into a good college, even though they're technically disabled. Like, I don't know how much we're actually helping those people, because we pick out a few people who are able to beat the odds stacked against them. We forget about all the other people who are very much still struggling. So yeah, so that was my moment. But what I really liked about this special is he talks a lot about a lot of edgy stuff. He talked about there being no God, and I'm Catholic, and so, like, I'm always very, I don't want to say I'm defensive, because I'm not, because a joke is a joke, and I think that that's a really important thing to focus on, obviously, when you're watching comedy, which is something that escapes a lot of people who watch comedy, and those are normally the people who want comedians to get canceled for telling jokes that go a little bit too far. But the point is, he does all those things, and he remembers that he's still supposed to be telling jokes, because I think a lot of comedians forget about that. Like, I think a lot of them just say edgy stuff, and a lot of it's probably true and probably very relatable, but they're not actually telling jokes. Like, there's no punchline. And, like, personally, that's how I feel about Bill Burr, and that's why I don't really like him. Some of his punches are really good and really strong, but I know that, like, most people, like, love Bill Burr, and they, whenever they talk about edgy comedians like Dave or Louis, like, he always gets brought up. But I feel like what's different, like, why I don't like him in comparison to other comedians is because I think that he just likes to make people uncomfortable, and there's just a bunch of other angry white men who will be like, yeah, fuck women, fuck minorities, this guy's spitting truth right here, you know? And, like, it he just kind of is a voice for, like, hateful people, whereas I think that Louis, particularly in this special, takes uncomfortable and mostly very true topics and writes good, really fucking good jokes about them. And of course he did address the scandal at the end, and I think he did it in just a really good way, like a really funny way. And I don't, again, because I don't feel bad for Louis. I don't. He did what he did, he made choices, he was a grown man. But also I don't want to say I get it, like, I've never been like, oh, I'm gonna just ask this person if it's okay if I masturbate in front of them. But I do think that a lot of why we're not experiencing so much now, because it's probably always been around, I'm just seeing it now in my lifetime, why there's so many accusations of sexual misconduct is, oh god, this sounds like I'm victim blaming, I'm not, but there is a lack of communication during sex. And he even says that, is you need to make sure that someone's good the whole time, and that is important. And I think that a lot of, I don't want to make this all sound like I hate men, because I mean I do, but I think that a lot of guys don't actually understand the concept of consent, and I think most of them. Okay, I am back. I am sorry, my friend was dropping off a water filter for me. I'm very excited about it. Okay. So what was I saying? Okay, yes, consent. I think the biggest problem is that we don't do a good job of really explaining what consent is, you know, and how, and I think a lot of us don't do the best job of advocating, but that is, like, speaking up, I mean, like, and advocating for ourselves, but, like, we're also kind of not really taught how to do that, and especially because we're told our whole lives, like, you just say no. And we're not really taught, like, hey, you can say yes. It's okay to just want to do certain things, but maybe you don't want to do X, Y, and Z. And you just need to establish that. Like, we don't have those conversations. And I think people don't understand how easy it is to intimidate someone into saying yes. And I think that Louis learned that lesson, and he spoke out about that. And now he's using stand-up as a platform for him to say that and educate other people. But honestly, I don't know, maybe he's full of shit. Maybe he is, and maybe he's not gonna actually inspire anybody to do anything. And look, I do believe in feminism. I do think that it's important, but at the end of the day, I don't know how much anything ever really is going to change. And that's upsetting, and we shouldn't stop trying. We shouldn't stop, you know, voting for people who we think have our best interests at heart, and we shouldn't continue to try to educate people. And whether or not Louis being genuine, at least it's something. At least maybe it's a step in the right direction. But all that aside, at the end of the day, comedy is comedy. And I don't want to give a whole speech about giving people second chances, because I don't know if I believe that. But point is, he's here. He's getting his second chance, whether people like it or not. And at the end of the day, if a joke is good, even if it's maybe something that makes someone uncomfortable, it's good. And that's the difference, I think, whether or not comedy ever crosses the line, is just whether or not it's funny. And I don't think that anything ever should be off limits in comedy, because that's the whole point. I mean, I don't want to be one of those people that's like, the whole point is to talk about edgy subjects and open people's eyes, because the point of comedy is to make people fucking laugh. And I think that a lot of the time we whine about free speech and how comedy's an art form because we want to get away with saying more shit. And I mean, I don't care. I'm always on that side of the argument anyway, and I'm always going to back up people who do make that argument. But like I said, the objective of comedy is to just is to make people laugh. And if you can make people laugh when they don't want to, or you can take something that shouldn't be funny and make it funny, then you did your job as a comedian. And okay, that's enough of me being on my soapbox for today. Soapbox, do you get it? Because I'm in the bathtub where there's soap. All right, guys, this might have been a terrible episode, but I had things to say, even though I'm not the most articulate. Very unfortunate, considering my chosen profession. All right, guys, thanks for joining me. I did get back into the bathtub for you guys, by the way. It is officially weird. I need to find a new gimmick. Okay, peace and love, guys.